This is Clean Ears.
Hey, how y'all doing?
I hope you're doing good, because this is your friendly neighborhood snippet.
Snips now.
And you know what's good? We're here.
Yes, and we are talking about making wise decisions.
You've already had your first wise decision starting this.
Doesn't it feel good?
Right?
And we want more of that for you.
Mm-hmm. I don't know
why. So, life is always going on around us. And sometimes we're faced with decisions. And sometimes it's not always about waiting for the major life stuff.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's about just the day-to-day. I'm going through my day. I have things that I want and I aspire to. Mm-hmm. And I want to make sure that the decisions that I'm making are aligned with the things that I want and the things that God is calling me to do.
Yes. For a lot of people, it's difficult because you may not really be sure what the wise decision is. And sometimes there are a lot of decisions that look fairly similar, but have varying outcomes, but maybe aren't life or death. So you're like, I'm not sure if this is enough to have like that double, triple thought of, do I do this? Do I not do this? What's really good? How do I make a wise decision?
Right. And sometimes it's not about this one is good and this one is bad.
Right.
Sometimes you have two or three decisions all that have great outcomes. And so it's like, well,
right.
Help. There is no lose situation. Right. But that doesn't mean that everything is best.
Exactly. You could have the opportunity of being offered two jobs, two positions, two different tracks, different places of work. How do you finagle that? Which one is the better decision? Which is the wise decision? And for a lot of people, it's like, or you may just go with your gut, or you may have like a feeling or a vibe from one place or the other, and that's what you kind of go with. But there are some better Bible-based ways of making better decisions.
Absolutely. I would say, like, for me, the first thing that I do is I think about how whatever I'm looking at aligns with what God is calling me to do and what I need to do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, if God is calling me to step into leadership in a position at the church where I'm serving, and I'm faced with, since we're talking about jobs, say faced with a job where the hours are like ridiculous, just there's no flexibility, or, you know, then it's like, okay, how do these two things align? It's sometimes it's not even as cut and dry as that. Sometimes it's an issue of distance and commute. Sometimes it's an issue of the duties that are required of you. Is this going to take a lot out of me and leave me in a position where I'm just like, oh my gosh, I can't even imagine taking on something additional.
Mm-hmm.
So I just say, make sure that you circle back to and are motivated by what you feel like God is calling you to do, because there is definitely a position and a placement that is aligned with what he is calling you to do, and you want to make sure that you are in that place.
Exactly. Or even if in this position, maybe in a social place where you're like, hey, I'm hanging out with friends, we're out eating, you know, what kind of beverage should I get? What's the better choice? Is there a wise decision when it comes to this? Everybody's in a comfortable place. You don't have to worry about leading anybody astray. Like, it's not one of those, like, there's a lesser Christian here and I don't want to lead them away. No, it really is, yo, am I getting a beer? Am I getting water? Am I getting soda? Am I getting whatever? What's the wise decision? And maybe you need to think ahead. What does beer do to you? Is it a wise choice to get a beer? Do you feel like dealing with your digestion that day? Can you do what you used to do? Or what are your plans for the rest of the night? Wise decisions are not just big things. They're small things.
Yes.
It's like, wise decision, charging my phone. Wise decision, making sure I have everything on me before I leave the house. Wise decision, thinking ahead about what I'm doing for the rest of the day. Figuring out if I'm going to eat now or later. Knowing where you're going to get your coffee. Like,
meal prepping. Things like just wise decisions are, because all day we're making decisions. All day.
It's rough.
Yes.
And adulting is, it's a trap.
It is. Don't do it. And so, if we're making decisions all day about everything that we do, then it's important to have a system of just deciding, okay, what is important? What are my goals? What is God calling me to? And what decisions align with that?
Yes.
Like for me, I'm somebody who talk about how I work out all the time and stuff. So I also meal prep. I don't just meal prep for health. I also meal prep for convenience.
Mm-hmm.
Because what I've realized is that when you ask me what I want in the moment, it is 100% trash. Always. You ask me what I want. I want cake and a burger. I want pizza and a donut. I want horrible things. And so because I know that, then for me, it's wise to eliminate that decision. Because then it starts tempting me toward that. My mouth starts watering for that. And when my mouth is watering for pepperoni, you can't give me no salad.
Well.
So wisdom is understanding what I have on tap, what my schedule looks like, what works best for my goals of health and stewardship of my body, and saying, you know what? In order for me to be successful in that moment, I need to plan ahead here. Mm-hmm. And that way, when the time comes, lunchtime comes, there's no decision to be made because I've already pre-decided what the situation was going to be. And that came with time. That came with trial and error. That came with me feeling like I could handle it and finding out that I surely could not. And yeah, we're going throughout our day and making a lot of little decisions like that. And it's just very important to plan. What works for me is not making decisions in the moment.
Yeah.
But to plan ahead, make my decisions early, put the things in place that I need to make those things happen that way. And then that way, sometimes I even jump over an opportunity for temptation because I'm like, oh, I didn't even think about that. I just ate what I had or whatever.
Exactly. I think it's one of those things of wise decisions equal wise decisions. Like if you make a good decision, if you make a wise decision now, it helps you make a wise decision later. If you take a position with flexibility so that you can do A, B, and C, when A, B, and C arises, things that you know God wants you to do, you can make a wise decision of doing that and it propels you into the next thing. When you're making bad decisions, you're stuck with making even worse decisions later. Like make a bad decision about a position and then now when you take a day off, you want to take a day off, but they don't let you take days off, so now you get a lot to take a day off. Bad decision. Somebody figures that out. You gotta go to HR and have to deal with all that.
Yes, desperation and stress, I think, are things that make bad decisions really, really easy to happen. Mm-hmm. And making decisions from that place will more often than not, especially without counsel, right. More often than not, that's going to take you to a place that you don't want to be. So for me, again, at the top of the week, I like to kind of make a lot of my decisions early. And then that way, as things come up, then I'm not as overwhelmed. Because mm-hmm. life is still going to get stressful. There's no way to eliminate that.
So true.
But at least I'm handling the major stuff, the important things, beforehand. Exactly. And one last thing, guys. Also, be prayerful. Pray and fast. Never go wrong with praying and fasting when it comes time to make a decision.
Y'all, so we want to hear from you. Wise decision. What's a wise decision that you've taken maybe this week or this month that you are like, you know what? I've set myself up for a win. We would love to hear that.
Share your wins, share your losses. We definitely want to hear and we definitely want to just chop it up with you about that and definitely share because, I mean, I've definitely made some horrible decisions in my life.
Yeah. So until next time.
Have a good time.
Bye.